Okay, Cody, this one is very exploring. Next, episode 422 of us. The pitch is basically give agents an interpreter and suddenly they can do more than just ping tools one at a time.
Yeah, and that's the part that's actually interesting. They're not saying replace sandboxes. They're carving out a weird middle layer where the model can write little programs against scope capabilities instead of dragging a whole environment around.
Which honestly sounds way more useful than it first reads. Like, if an agent is just shuttling intermediate junk between tool calls, why force all of that through the model every time? That feels expensive and kind of clumsy.
Right. The article's central argument is that some agent work is composition, not environment work. So instead of serial tool calls or a full bash box, you let the agent keep live values, define helpers, and decide what actually needs to come back into model context.
And they make that concrete with the little code example. It's basically summing ticket counts, finding the busiest team, and returning just the useful sentence. That is such a normal product-wide thing to want from an agent, and it's weirdly hard when every step has to bounce through the model.
Mm-hmm.
Also, quick life update before we get too noble about it. I spent half the week trying to fix one calendar thing and somehow ended up reorganizing my whole inbox. Very efficient, very not intentional. I think I slept less than I should have, so if I sound suspiciously excited, blame that.
That tracks. I did the opposite and spent an hour staring at a log file like it was going to apologize. Then I ate coffee, which did not help enough. Anyway, this interpreter thing is basically what I wish more agent stacks would do when the steps are all local and procedural.
Yeah, because the article's other big point is context. They're treating interpreter state as a third surface. Message history is what the model reasons over right now. The file system is for durable artifacts, and interpreter state is for live working values that don't need to become model input yet.
Exactly. That's a good framing. It's not magic memory. It's just a scope scratch pad with behavior attached. And if the harness owns the boundary, you can let the agent compose tool calls without giving it shell access, network access, package installs, any of that.
Which feels like the practical unlock to me. If I'm shipping an agent product, I care about fewer weird intermediate tokens, less brittle prompting, and not having every tiny transform become a full round trip. That's a real product story, not just info poetry.
Info poetry is brutal, but fair. The article even claims allow listed tools can show up under a tool's namespace inside the interpreter and work with any model, with up to 35% fewer tokens on some early tasks. That's a nice result, though I'd want to know what the tasks were and how much of that savings was just better batching.
Right, right. The number is cool, but the more interesting bit is that it's model agnostic and middleware-ish. If that works, it's the kind of thing product teams can slot in without rewriting the whole agent stack.
Sure, but that's where I get a little careful. A limited interpreter is useful precisely because it is limited. Once you start sneaking in file system or network assumptions, you're back in sandbox territory and all the provisioning, scaling, and safety headaches come with it.
No way.
Yeah, and I think the article knows that. It's strongest when it says some tasks sit between a tool loop and a sandbox. It gets shakier if you read it as interpreter solves agent execution. It doesn't. It just gives the agent a cleaner place to do the parts that are annoying in pure tool call land.
That's fair. And honestly, that middle layer might be the whole point for a lot of teams. If you're building something that transforms structured data, coordinates tools, or keeps a little state while it reasons, this seems way more practical than asking every workflow to become a miniature operating system.
Please never make that pitch on purpose. But yes, I buy the narrow version. It's a sensible boundary for code that's mostly orchestration, not environment control. The overgeneralized version is where I start squinting.
Cody, that is your brand. But I think the article earns the narrower version. It's not promising the moonshot. It's saying very calmly that agents need somewhere between chat and bash to do real work.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually a good engineering instinct. Give the model a place to compose, keep the dangerous stuff outside, and only surface what matters back into the prompt. That part holds up.
Okay, I'm sold enough to be annoying about it later. Also, we really do need to stop naming every slightly useful runtime like it's an ancient artifact. But yes, Cody, this one feels like a real product shape.
That is such an exploring next take.
It really is. Anyway, I'm glad we talked this through, and I'm going to keep poking at it because it feels genuinely useful. Catch you next time, Cody.